on a 30-foot sloop. June 1984. In my mid-20s, I set sail with my family under a cloudless sky from a marina at Redondo Beach, California. The rented boat glides through smooth port waters. Like the passengers on Gilligan's Island, we anticipate a pleasant 3-hour cruise. Once we hit the waves, my stomach revolts. Moments later, holding the leaking sack containing what was once my lunch, Uncle Tony asks, "Will the EPA mind if I throw this overboard?" "No problem," says the skipper. He hands me a bucket, places a hand on my shoulder while I let it all out. A helicopter whirs overhead. "They're making a movie," Uncle John speculates. "Oh boy, I always wanted to be in a movie, barfing on the high seas." Later, the skipper reminisces about man overboard drills. Still nauseated, I glance at the water, the shore. If I jumped in, tried to swim, would I make it? After 3 of the worst hours of my life, I stumble onto the dock. Exhausted, sunburned, it could be worse.